Have you ever wondered why some people seem to find peace and happiness despite life's challenges, while others remain trapped in cycles of pain? The answer might lie in a revolutionary approach to recovery that has transformed over a million lives worldwide. When John Baker first developed Celebrate Recovery at Saddlewack Church in 1991, he couldn't have imagined that his personal struggle with alcoholism would birth a movement spanning 35,000 churches across 29 countries. This Christ-centered recovery program has garnered attention from prison systems, the military, and even the White House, which recognized it as one of the most effective faith-based recovery programs in America. Unlike traditional recovery programs that focus solely on substance abuse, Celebrate Recovery addresses all hurts, hang-ups, and habits through biblical principles that resonate with anyone seeking wholeness, regardless of their specific struggle. Behind every transformative movement lies a deeply personal story. For John Baker, Celebrate Recovery emerged from the ashes of his own brokenness. Growing up in a small town with strong church influence, John struggled with feelings of inadequacy despite outward success. In college, he discovered alcohol as a solution to his low self-worth. Despite warning signs, he married Cheryl during their senior year, beginning a downward spiral that would last two decades. As John pursued his business career and they started a family, his drinking increased while his happiness plummeted. Though Cheryl had accepted Christ and began attending church with their children, John became increasingly distant. After 20 years of marriage and escalating alcoholism, Cheryl confronted him with an ultimatum: quit drinking or leave. To her surprise, he chose to leave. The turning point came during a business trip to Salt Lake City. John hit rock bottom, realizing he couldn't take another drink but had no idea how to live without one. He began attending AA meetings and working through the steps, eventually reconnecting with his Christian faith. Meanwhile, Cheryl struggled with maintaining appearances, changing churches and jobs to hide her pain. As John progressed in recovery, he began making amends to Cheryl and their children. After a year of separation, they reconciled, renewed their wedding vows, and were baptized as a family. However, John encountered resistance when mentioning Jesus at secular recovery meetings, while at church they couldn't find a safe place to share openly about their struggles. This gap between traditional recovery programs and church communities led John to develop a 13-page vision for Celebrate Recovery, a Christ-centered program where families could find healing. Pastor Rick Warren recognized the potential and asked John to lead this ministry, which launched in November 1991 with just 43 people. The program grew steadily, eventually leading to John joining the church staff and developing comprehensive workbooks when existing materials proved inadequate. What began as a personal need became a worldwide ministry, helping countless others find freedom from their deepest struggles. The genius of Celebrate Recovery lies in its eight principles derived from Jesus' Beatitudes in the Sermon on the Mount. While these principles might seem counterintuitive at first, who would think admitting powerlessness leads to strength? They form a divinely designed pathway to wholeness and spiritual maturity. After Celebrate Recovery had been running for a year, Pastor Rick Warren created the RECOVER acrostic to help people understand and apply these principles alongside the Christ-centered 12 steps. Principle 1. Realize I'm not God. This first step requires admitting powerlessness over our tendency to do wrong. Before recovery can begin, we must confront our denial and recognize what we truly can and cannot control. As Jeremiah 6:14 reminds us, you can't heal a wound by saying it's not there. When we admit powerlessness, we acknowledge our need for Jesus Christ, a power greater than ourselves. Principle 2. Earnestly believe God exists, cares, and can help me recover. After admitting powerlessness, we find hope in believing that Jesus Christ can restore order and meaning to our lives. Faith as small as a mustard seed is enough to begin moving mountains of hurts, hang-ups, and habits. Life without Christ is a hopeless end, but with Him, it becomes an endless hope. Principle 3. consciously choose to commit all my life and will to Christ. This represents our most crucial decision, turning control over to God. Unlike secular programs, Celebrate Recovery emphasizes that we must first commit our lives to Christ before we can turn over our will to Him. This principle requires breaking through barriers of pride, fear, guilt, worry, and doubt through decisive action. While accepting Christ as Lord is a one-time commitment, turning over our will requires daily recommitment through Bible reading and prayer. Principle 4. Openly examine and confess my faults. This begins the process of coming clean by taking a searching and fearless moral inventory of our lives. True healing begins when we stop hiding our struggles and lay our sins at the foot of the cross. As one participant named Marnie testified, this process allowed her to reconcile with her husband, restore her marriage, and prioritize family over work and addictive behaviors. Principle 5. Voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make. By this point, we've admitted powerlessness, turned our lives over to God, taken inventory, and shared it with another person. Now we become entirely ready for God to remove our character defects and humbly ask Him to do so. The program acknowledges that while we might eagerly want certain defects removed, others have developed deep roots over decades and are harder to surrender. We need only be ready for God to change us. We're not the how and when committee, but the preparation committee. Principle 6. Evaluate all my relationships and offer forgiveness. This principle addresses the poison of resentment, which produces depression, despair, and discouragement. It explores three types of forgiveness: God's forgiveness to us, complete and unconditional; our forgiveness to others, a process of letting go; and forgiving ourselves, often the most difficult. Forgiveness is compared to releasing your end of a tug-of-war rope. No matter how hard others pull, the war ends when you let go. Principle 7. Reserve daily time with God. This principle establishes a spiritual practice of self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer to know God's will and gain power to follow it. It incorporates ongoing inventories throughout the day, daily reflection, and periodic deeper reviews. This practice prevents relapse and cultivates gratitude, moving us from self under control to self under God's control. Principle 8. Yield myself to God to bring the good news to others. The final principle focuses on giving back, sharing our recovery experience to help others find healing. This recycles our pain by allowing God to transform our hurts into testimony. While society may view pain as useless, Celebrate Recovery recognizes its value in helping others heal. The daily morning prayer for this principle is simple. Dear Jesus, as it would please you, bring me someone today whom I can serve. Walking into your first Celebrate Recovery meeting might feel intimidating, but the program's thoughtful structure creates a welcoming environment for newcomers. A typical evening includes several components designed to facilitate both personal growth and community connection. Many Celebrate Recovery groups begin with a pre-meeting dinner. At Saddleback Church, they serve a 6 p.m. barbecue featuring recovery-themed menu items like Recovery Dog Dinner and Denial Burger with 60-day chips. This affordable meal provides valuable fellowship time where participants can invite friends and family, breaking bread together before diving into deeper work. At 7 p.m., the large group meeting combines all participants for prayer, praise, and worship. The evening follows a structured format: opening song, welcome and prayer, praise and worship, reading of the 8 recovery principles or Christ-centered 12 steps, announcements, special music, teaching or testimony, and closing with the serenity prayer before dismissal to small groups. The heart of Celebrate Recovery happens in the small groups that follow. These gender-specific open share groups meet immediately after the large group meeting, providing a safe space where participants can identify their struggles and share their journeys. The format includes opening prayer, introductions where participants identify as a believer who struggles with issue, focus on the principle of the week, open sharing time, and closing prayer. 5 essential guidelines ensure safety. maintaining confidentiality, prohibiting crosstalk, focusing on personal issues rather than others' problems, avoiding offensive language, and respecting group time limits. For those ready to go deeper, STEP study small groups meet on a different night and work through 4 Celebrate Recovery participant guides over about a year. These gender-specific groups close to new members after completing the 3rd principle, creating a tight-knit community for deeper healing work. First-time attendees are directed to Newcomers 101, a one-time orientation that explains how the program works, introduces family support options, and helps newcomers find appropriate groups. This thoughtful onboarding process ensures that no one feels lost or overwhelmed when beginning their recovery journey. One of Celebrate Recovery's most distinctive features is its broad application beyond substance abuse. While traditional 12-step programs typically focus on specific addictions, Celebrate Recovery addresses all hurts, hang-ups, and habits that prevent us from experiencing God's best for our lives. This comprehensive approach recognizes that life's challenges often interconnect, and healing requires addressing the whole person, not just isolated behaviors. The program's inclusive approach welcomes people working through various struggles, chemical dependencies, alcohol, drugs, tobacco, prescription medications, compulsive behaviors, gambling, sex, eating disorders, spending, gaming, internet addiction, and emotional issues, codependency, anger, depression, fear, anxiety, PTSD. The program particularly excels in helping those dealing with the effects of physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, offering specific support groups and tailored resources for survivors. The testimonials throughout the book powerfully illustrate this diversity. Mark Z's journey from eating out of dumpsters to living on God's Word demonstrates the program's ability to address both physical addiction and spiritual emptiness. Wynette C. found acceptance and hope after a suicide attempt, discovering a supportive community that helped her rebuild her sense of worth. John's story of overcoming a gambling addiction that nearly destroyed his family shows how the program helps restore broken relationships. Mac and Mary's testimony reveals the multi-generational impact of recovery, as their entire family now serves in Celebrate Recovery after finding healing from their own struggles with codependency and alcohol abuse. This comprehensive approach reflects the biblical truth that all of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory, Romans 3:23. Whether our struggles are visible to others or hidden in our hearts, we all need recovery to live the lives God intended. The program recognizes that surface-level behaviors often mask deeper wounds, such as childhood trauma, rejection, or unresolved grief. By addressing these root causes rather than just managing symptoms, Celebrate Recovery offers hope for complete transformation rather than mere behavior modification. The program structure includes both large group meetings and smaller issue-specific groups, allowing participants to address their primary struggles while recognizing the interconnected nature of many problems. For example, someone might initially come for help with anger management, but discover that their anger stems from unresolved childhood trauma or addiction in their family of origin. This holistic approach helps participants understand how different aspects of their lives influence each other, and how lasting change requires addressing multiple areas simultaneously. What sets Celebrate Recovery apart from secular programs is its unabashed focus on Jesus Christ as the true higher power. While traditional 12-step programs refer vaguely to God as we understood Him, Celebrate Recovery specifically identifies Jesus as the source of healing and transformation. This foundational difference shapes every aspect of the program, from its weekly meetings to its support materials and leadership structure. This Christ-centered approach offers several distinct advantages. First, it provides clear direction rather than vague spirituality. Participants know exactly where to turn for help, to Jesus Christ and His teachings in Scripture. The program incorporates daily Bible study, prayer, and meditation on specific verses that relate to each step of recovery. Second, it addresses the whole person, body, mind, and spirit, recognizing that complete recovery requires spiritual renewal. This holistic approach helps participants understand how their physical addictions or compulsive behaviors often stem from deeper spiritual and emotional wounds. Third, it connects recovery to a broader community of faith, providing ongoing support beyond the recovery program itself. Participants can integrate into church life, small groups, and service opportunities that reinforce their recovery journey. The program's biblical foundation is evident in its pairing of each recovery step with Scripture. For example, step 1, we admitted we were powerless, is matched with Romans 7:18. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Step 4's moral inventory is linked to Lamentations 3:40. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. This biblical grounding helps participants see recovery not as a self-help program, but as a spiritual journey aligned with God's Word. Each step is supported by multiple scripture references that provide comfort, guidance, and biblical principles for healing. However, Celebrate Recovery welcomes non-believers as well, maintaining an open-door policy that reflects Christ's own ministry of meeting people where they are. The FAQ section specifically addresses this. You do not need to be a Christian or a member of a church to attend Celebrate Recovery. Many people come to CR with no church background at all. The program creates a safe, non-judgmental environment where individuals can explore faith questions at their own pace while working on recovery. The program's effectiveness often draws people to faith as they witness the transformative power of Christ-centered recovery in others' lives. Many participants report that seeing authentic life change in fellow recovery members was their first exposure to genuine Christian community. The program also distinguishes itself through its emphasis on accountability partnerships and small group dynamics. Unlike some recovery programs that focus solely on large group meetings, Celebrate Recovery incorporates both large group teaching and small group sharing, fostering deeper connections and more personalized support. These relationships often become lifelong bonds that extend far beyond the formal program structure. What began as one man's journey from alcoholism to sobriety has grown into a worldwide movement transforming lives across cultures and continents. Today, Celebrate Recovery operates in over 35,000 churches, spanning 29 countries, and is available in 24 languages. The program has expanded beyond church walls into prisons, recovery houses, rescue missions, and even college campuses, reaching those who might never step foot in a traditional church setting. This remarkable growth reflects both the universal need for healing and the program's effectiveness in addressing that need. By combining biblical truth with practical recovery tools, Celebrate Recovery offers a holistic approach that resonates across diverse backgrounds and struggles. The program's success stories range from business executives battling workaholism to veterans dealing with PTSD, from teenagers struggling with eating disorders to parents working through codependency. The program has strategically expanded to include age-specific components that address the generational impact of addiction and dysfunction. The Landing provides teenagers with a safe space to process their struggles, whether dealing with social media addiction, bullying, or family trauma. Celebration Station helps grade school children understand and express their emotions in healthy ways, breaking cycles of dysfunction before they take root. These programs use age-appropriate activities, discussions, and biblical principles to foster healing and growth. The transformative power of Celebrate Recovery is perhaps best seen in its leadership development pathway. Many who initially come broken and desperate not only find healing, but discover a calling to help others on the same journey. The program's step study groups and leadership training prepare recovered individuals to become small group leaders, mentors, and program coordinators. As Mac and Mary testified, "Our entire family serves in Celebrate Recovery. God has turned our broken lives into something beautiful." Their story exemplifies how personal healing often leads to family restoration and community impact. The program's influence extends into various sectors of society, with corporate wellness programs adopting its principles and correctional facilities reporting reduced recidivism rates among participants. Military bases have implemented the program to support service members and their families, while universities use it to help students navigate mental health challenges and addiction issues. This widespread adoption demonstrates the program's adaptability and effectiveness across different contexts while maintaining its core principles of Christ-centered recovery. John Baker concludes the book by congratulating readers for preparing to begin their healing journey. He emphasizes that while reading about recovery provides essential knowledge, it's only the first step on a transformative path. True healing requires both personal commitment and meaningful relationships with others who understand the recovery process. Recovery happens in community, not in isolation, a principle that has been proven time and again through thousands of success stories. For those ready to take their first step, Baker provides comprehensive practical guidance. The primary action is to find a local Celebrate Recovery group through the program's website, CelebrateRecovery.com. These groups exist in churches across all 50 states and in over 35 countries. If no group exists locally, Baker encourages working with your church leadership to start one. The organization provides detailed startup kits, leadership training materials, and ongoing support to help launch new groups successfully. Many current groups began with just two or three committed individuals. Baker strongly emphasizes the importance of patience and persistence throughout the recovery journey. Recovery is a gradual process of healing and growth, not a quick fix or one-time event. The journey involves working through all 8 principles and 12 steps, typically taking 9-12 months in a step study. This investment of time, while significant, yields lasting transformation rather than temporary change. Baker shares examples of participants who initially wanted quick solutions, but discovered that the steady, methodical approach led to deeper and more sustainable healing. Throughout this journey, participants often experience a fundamental shift in their understanding of happiness. Rather than seeking fulfillment through external circumstances, achievements, or numbing behaviors, they discover true joy through 3 primary sources: a deepening relationship with Jesus Christ, growing freedom from their hurts, hang-ups, and habits, and authentic relationships with others in the program. This new definition of happiness proves more durable and satisfying than previous pursuits of temporary pleasures or escape mechanisms. As one long-term participant powerfully stated, Celebrate Recovery works if you work it, and you are worth it. This simple truth captures the essence of the program. It offers a proven path to healing, but that path requires active engagement and commitment. The good news is that no one walks this path alone. The program provides a supportive community of people who truly understand because they've faced similar struggles. Most importantly, participants have the constant presence of Jesus Christ, who promised, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." This spiritual foundation, combined with practical tools and supportive relationships, creates a powerful framework for lasting recovery. Baker concludes by reminding readers that every person's recovery journey is unique, but the principles remain consistent. He encourages readers to take that crucial first step, whether it's attending a meeting, reaching out for help, or simply admitting the need for change. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and in recovery, that first step is often the most courageous one. The power of Celebrate Recovery extends beyond individual healing to create ripples of transformation throughout families, churches, and communities. When one person finds freedom from their hurts, hang-ups, and habits, their changed life inevitably impacts those around them. Consider the testimony of Mac and Mary, whose entire family now serves in Celebrate Recovery, from share group leaders to nursery workers. What began as one person's journey became a family mission to help others find the same healing they experienced. They describe Celebrate Recovery as the outreach ministry of the church that binds up the brokenhearted and frees captives from their struggles. This ripple effect happens because authentic recovery addresses relationship patterns, not just individual behaviors. As participants work through the principles and steps, they learn new ways of relating to others, with honesty instead of manipulation, vulnerability instead of defensiveness, forgiveness instead of resentment. These new patterns create healthier relationships at home, work, and church. Churches that implement Celebrate Recovery often report a cultural shift toward greater authenticity and compassion. When people feel safe to acknowledge their struggles without fear of judgment, the entire community benefits. The program's emphasis on bringing the light into the darkness challenges the pretense that often characterizes church culture, creating space for genuine spiritual growth. Communities benefit as well. Celebrate Recovery has proven effective in reducing recidivism rates when implemented in prison systems. The program's success has led to partnerships with court systems, treatment centers, and other community organizations seeking effective approaches to addiction and recovery. Perhaps most importantly, Celebrate Recovery offers hope in a world desperate for healing. As John Baker writes in the closing pages, "Through Celebrate Recovery, you can experience the true happiness that comes only through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and freedom from your hurts, hang-ups, and habits." In a culture offering countless paths to temporary happiness, this promise of lasting transformation stands as a beacon of hope for all who are weary of struggling alone.